Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. An unexpected medical emergency can cost you. It can cost you even more when you're traveling abroad. Protect your trip at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says he's pleased with the special counsel's decision not to prosecute him over his handling of classified documents after his vice presidency. But NPR's Asma Khalid reports that Biden is taking issue with some personal commentary in the counsel's report.
The report describes Biden as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory, the president responded.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
Biden was defensive as reporters asked him blunt questions like, is your memory getting worse? He's 81 and he often mixes up people and names. It even happened last night when he was responding to a question about Israel and Gaza. Polls have repeatedly shown many voters are concerned about the president's age. Biden's likely opponent in the presidential election is Donald Trump, who at 77 also faces questions about his mental sharpness. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
The Supreme Court is weighing arguments over whether a state can keep Donald Trump off its ballot. Colorado did just that, citing a 14th Amendment clause barring any formerly elected official from office if they've committed insurrection. Justice Elena Kagan argued that the clause does not apply to Trump, as NPR's Nina Totenberg explains.
Kagan said, look, the president isn't in this list of people who are covered by the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment. The vice president names all these other people, senators, congressmen, and almost everybody in government has held one of those offices, has held a public office. But President Trump is unique in that sense. He's never held any office before being president. And so in that case, he is the exceptional case. He's never held any office. And the court may decide, even though it sounds silly, that that's where it wants to go.
NPR's Nina Totenberg reporting. Donald Trump handily won the Nevada caucuses last night. NPR's Franco Ordonez has the story.
In a victory speech in Las Vegas, President Trump was already looking ahead, citing the importance Nevada plays in the November general election.
This has been a tremendous state. And, you know, if we win this state, we easily win the election in November. We have to win the election.
The former president was the only major candidate competing in Nevada's caucuses and will take all of the state's 26 delegates toward the nomination. His closest rival, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, opted instead to participate in the more symbolic Republican primary contest. Trump also won the Republican caucuses in the U.S. Virgin Islands, giving him four additional delegates toward the nomination. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Las Vegas.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. The Kansas Attorney General is instructing public school officials to notify parents if their children are transgender or non-binary. In letters to six school districts, Chris Kobach says the policy applies even if the child has not come out. He maintains that failing to disclose when a child is transitioning socially away from home would be a violation of parental rights. Critics say Kobach's letter appears to be a message that the LGBTQ plus community is not welcome. Lighting for this year's Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas is coming from the largest solar project in Indian country an hour away from the city. As NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports, Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm recently visited the tribe to sell members on Biden's big wins.
Despite the success in Vegas, the Maupa Bandipayu Indian tribe is missing out on this energy and power. Tribal members said they enjoyed the visit from a member of Biden's cabinet, but are hoping to see it backed up by action. Native Americans have been credited with helping Democrats secure wins in Nevada in recent elections. Democrats and the Biden campaign are hoping some of these clean energy policies translate to votes. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Las Vegas.
Malaysia's top court has struck down 16 Sharia laws in the opposition-run state of Kelantan. The court says the state cannot make Islamic laws carrying punishment for acts ranging from giving false evidence to a ban on incest and other topics already covered under national law. Ethnic Malaysians, most of them Muslim, make up two-thirds of the country's 33 million people. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.